says, Kechitzim b'yad giboyim. Kein b'nei ha-ne'uri. Same way, the giboy is holding the chitzim, the arrows. Ken b'nei ha-ne'uri. This is the mashal for the young years of a person. The mefoshim shtel. What is kechitzim b'yad ha-giboy? Chitzim is really who uses it is the shvacha person. He's scared to fight face to face. He stands far away. And he throws arrows. The strong person fights with a knife. Fights with a cherev. He's not scared to go straight to fight. The shvacha person fights with a chitzim. So why are we saying kechitzim b'yad giboy came b'nei ha-ne'urim? B'nei ha-ne'urim, the bachur sheyorim, the person is b'siya koyach, had to be really the moshal, had to be the cheref b'yad giboy. Why the moshal of b'nei ha-ne'urim is kechitzim b'yad giboy? The Mefoshim say that chitzim have three things that the b'nei ha-ne'urim are doing with the chitzim. First thing is in a chetz, you take the chetz himself and you throw it on a person, it doesn't damage, it doesn't harm the person. When you pull it and it has strength, then when it goes, it hits and it kills. The stronger you pull it, it goes even more far. You stretch it even more, it goes even weiter. The more you stretch it, the farthest that it could go. The whole area, the whole amount that you could stretch a chetz, 2 inch, 3 inch, it's not a big deal. So every bit that you stretch it, makes later a huge nefkamina. You stretch it, at this, the chal doesn't move. You stretch it 1 inch, already 10 miles. You stretch it a bit more. The bacha sometimes thinks, what is the difference? He learns 10 hours, I learn 9 and a half. He learns 12, I learn 10. Say 2 hours difference. Maybe when you're 50, when you're 60, taka is not such a big dafkamina. But with Bnei Ha-Ne'urim, is the time that the bacher starts. A person starts his life, the Bnei Ha-Ne'urim. And he starts as a big nafkamina. If he stretches it 12 hours, it goes, it goes, it goes, and it vax, and it vax, and it vax, and it vax, and it vax. If he only stretches it 10 hours, shmach emaisis. He stretches it less than 10 hours, it doesn't go. It falls right away. Nothing happens, nothing comes out of him. Chazal say, Ein adoy meshayne v'shavti v'shavto v'ro'iso ben asher בין עבד אלוהים לאשר לא יעבודוי. ושבתו ורואיסו בין עבד אלוהים לאשר לא יעבודוי. צריך לגמור עבודס בין עבד אלוהים לאשר לא יעבודוי. בין השיינה פירקוי מאו פעמים לשיינה פירקוי מאו ואחות. עוד לוק ללושן הפוסוק. ושבתו ורואיסו בין עבד אלוהים לאשר לא יעבודוי. בין השוי נפיר קוי מאו פעמים ולשוי נפיר קוי מאו ואחות פעמים. So the Pasuk calls the one that is שוי נפיר קוי 100 times לא יעבוד. Who is the one עבוד עם מאו ואחות? So I don't know, we're not talking to the guy that this is what he could do. We're talking to the guy that could learn 101. And he only does 100, it's לא יעבוד. What will come out of him? Nothing. A person doesn't understand. I learned. I did 5 to 12 instead of 12. I got 9 20 instead of 9:15. Big nafkamina. Lo yavodoy. It's gomish. It doesn't push. But if a person be amal b'teiro yimum v'laylo and he'll be yogea kmo yishel tzorich, the arrow goes far, far, far. Kechitzim b'yad ha-gibor came bnei ha-ne'urim. And these are the years. I'm telling you, Even if you become older, to feel that you don't have it, it's only in the years that you're a bachur. Only in these young years, the teenager, 25, these are the years that a person is kechitzin b'yad giboy. Then you can pull it, and then it goes and it goes. The second thing in a chetz is, if you're a little bit, make it a little bit crooked, mamish, epis. You don't see a difference if the two guys are holding arrows. One is mamish, standing straight. The other one, slightly to the right. It looks a very small nafkamina. But in 20 miles and 30 miles, this chetz hits out of the picture, and this chetz goes straight. When Bnei Nehurim on this side, what's the difference? I'm a little bit not yeshivish enough. I'm a little bit no, I'm not big nafkamina, yeah? You're right. Now you don't see the nafkamina. But when the chetz goes, it goes to other plots. Not that it's not a big nafkamina. It's a very small nafkamina. Aber kechitzim b'yad gibor kem bnei ha'nuri. And it's another nafkamina. When a person throws a chetz and he changes his mind and he's sorry that he can't take it back. When you're young, cherev, you could hit it. You could switch every time. The Yemei HaNeurim, if you don't catch them, if you don't chab them, to take them, to work with them like you have to, later is no way to change. Kimat, can't say there's no way to change. It's too late. It's not like a cherev that virtzei se mikate, It's in his hand. He can do what he wants. No, it's not in his hands anymore. It goes out of his hands, and then. So the pasuk special says, "Kechitzim be'ad gibor kein bnei ha'nehurim." Starting Baruch Hashem, shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh zman elul. Starting a zman, Baruch Hashem, shtark esugis lemafleh odevet ashlumi trume. Sugis that you could be lech tzacharayim. Remember every year, it's time when we learn these sugis, the most mutzlach from the whole machzor, these sugis, the mafra ubeibet tashlum etrume. But they have to get tnai. If you're in it, the ganze shtarkeit, you get into it, chesboines and chesboines and pshat imamish, you could be yogea yoimam velaylo. But if you miss it, you wait a little bit in the middle, you can't get back in the middle. It's mamash like a chitzim b'yad gibor. It's one big sugya. It starts light, and then it becomes mamash kaholi matluim b'sohara. Kaholi in chayla shalul. Shemur calls it ime arachmim v'arotzoim. Ani ledoidi v'doidi li. We believe that the ribayne shel oilom kol ha-shoyne shchino shoyno kenegdo. The person sits and learns the Ribbono Shel Olam, every time when we open the Gemara, the whole year, you start to say, Isma, Rabbi Yom, Al Mafreya Ur Goyve, Rove Omar, Mikavel Abba Ur Goyve. Chazal tell us, Kutche Brichu sits down and is Shoyne Kenegdo. This is the reason Chazal say, Kol HaOisek V'Mishnosoi V'Poisek, Ma'achirim Oisek Gachli Yerasom. In the middle of the learning, you shmuz. Shantzach Tzor, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes, you start to learn Isma. We have to start. Shbochus comes and he opens the Gemara opposite you. Malchoy lemafreya, he starts to shmuz. It's chayev misa. Chayev misa. Tell the guy is not learning at all. Why you have to kill me? Kill the guy that's not learning. The terrors is, the guy is not learning in Nebuch. But when you open the Gemara, shchino shoyno kenegdoi, you start to learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to learn with you. And when you have it hard, the Kodesh Baruch Hu hatatzar, he says, chazu bonai demisaskin. And then look how we're trying to learn, and I'll have to help him. Kodesh Baruch Hu, everyone, it's the time when Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the siyata nishmaya. Abdosi the ganzo yo. Now we're in Chodesh Elul, that is a besunder, and ile doidi ve doidi li. Kodesh Baruch Hu Shabu calls it yimei arachmin ve arotzoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes besunder to be with us. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to be near us. And he's mekabel berotzoi. And if a person takes on himself, Elul, forget about the dance of Elul, to be lektzach and learning. That you know, Rosh Hashanah comes in 30 days. There's a path. If you prepare yourself, you'll come to Rosh Hashanah, you'll be ready. Like a person walks, he goes to the Beis Hamishpat, he walks, he comes, he knocks on the door, he has an appointment, he goes in, everything works out. But if he doesn't come to the last minute, he has to climb the gates. The person will take himself now, Chodesh Elul. Say, you know, but this Chodesh, one, I want to be Zeicha Bedina, I want to have a Shana Teivu, Mesuka, Batzlocha, and learning in Siyata Tishmaya, all of my life will change in the right way. I have that Chodeshik Take, to come with the ganze Koyach, with the ganze Ischachas, with the ganze Atzlocha. And he takes on himself. So, Shashana comes, he'll be ready. Morning Seder, 9:15, everyone is here. You don't leave. For sure, Baruch Hashem, you don't have to even walk out. You don't have to go out. Mamash, you walk up the steps, you're already here. Second Seder, a night Seder, again, if someone feels he's tired, he has to leave, to go to sleep, almost not to leave, and then to go just to schmooze a little bit. Friday, Shabbos, if someone can't be late, Tzachim learning, Baruch Hashem, Shigresi, Yeshiva, Asach, Shiyurim, forget, I prefer they will not be with us. Chbetach is someone that doesn't feel that he could be in this kind of misgeres. If Tzachim learning, Isaac in the sugyas, I'm asking you to leave. He's embarrassed to leave now. It's not to come tomorrow. But it disturbs me. It shtells me. I'm not moichel if he stays. I don't want to have such a person near me in Elul. It shtells the ganze Elul. Shtells the ganze sugyas. Saying, I need else to do the accept him in Lomashane. But Ichbetake, if someone doesn't feel that he could do it, please don't be with us. Please, Ichbetake. One tiger that's Hashem will be Fahers, will be Chaburas. If a person feels it's not for him, he's not smart enough. Or she yivakesh rachmi mimisha chokhme shaloi. Or, it goes on to us. Asmoil vayamin, ayamin vayasmoil. Vayas Hashem will have siyata dishmai. Zog the Mishnah. So this Mishnah be'etzem is a hemshech of the Mishnah and Daf Chof Ches. The Mishnah in Daf Chof Ches tells us that Chometz shel Yisrael is osur achar ha-Pesach. Chometz shel Nochri is muter achar ha-Pesach. And when you learn the sugya in Daf Chof Ches, it was not so poshut. I don't know if I could shbor in Pesach le Moshe, I will explain. It's a very pshutim, but make a schol and mesudaret. In Pesach you're not allowed to eat Chometz, Tzai Jewish Chometz and Tzai Goyish Chometz. Why? Because it's an issue to eat Chometz. Right? It doesn't make a difference if it's Yiddish Chometz or Goyish Chometz. It's an issue to eat Chometz. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that so all of the Chometz in the world is also on Pesach. I'm asking? Even Goyish Chometz. Pesach passes, I would say, every Chometz that was also on Pesach stays also. And there's a lot of Tannoim that hold like that. That stays also. Chazir stays also forever. Kilei Kerem stays also forever. And Pesach, all of the Chometz in the world became also. And it stays also. The Mishnah Chof Ches is Mechadesh. No. In Pesach, every Chometz is also. After Pesach, Chometz shel Yisrael is also. Chometz shel Nochri is Muta. And the Gemara is Shaila, why is different Ma'alchim, Abachim, Ba'yankim. And then the Maskonas of Gemara and of Choftes is that Omani Reb Shimani, that Be'etzem Chometz Acher HaPesach Midori Raisa is Mutar Ba'anoi. Hashem only asked to eat it in Pesach. After Pesach, he didn't ask to eat even the Chometz that passed the Pesach. No, it's a Gzeira de Rabbonon, because the person was over Baliroi Balimotza. Al Chometz Shel Yisrael Gozru, because the Yisrael was over Baliro Balimotza, the Derech Klal. Al Chometz Shel Nochri, they were not Goizel. Our Mishnah is a Hemshech of that Mishnah. After the Mishnah said, Chameze Shel Nochri is Muto Le'achar HaPesach. Chameze Shel Yisrael is Osu Le'achar HaPesach. Zog the Mishnah, what kind of Chometz Shel Nochri is Muto? So for sure the regular Chometz that belongs to the Goy, is Poshut that it's Muto Le'achar HaPesach. And Chometz Shel Yisrael is Poshut that is also after a Pesach. Now the Mishnah is Mechadesh. that is another chometz shel nochri, that even that it was really belonged to the Israel, it's called chametz shel nochri and it's mutar achar haPesach. And as a chametz shel Israel, that even really it was chametz shel nochri, but because lemafreya it become belongs to the Israel, it's also achar haPesach. So we'll see the Mishnah. Nochri shilva is Israel al chatzoy. He lended money to it. He borrowed money. Nochi shilvus Yisrael al chemtzoy acher haPesach mutar be'anor. He lended money. He borrowed money from a yid, and forget. He lended money from a yid. Nochi shilvus Yisrael al chemtzoy acher haPesach mutar be'anor. And he told the yid, if you don't pay me, I will collect your chometz. So the Yid, Be'etzen, borrowed money from the Goy. And he told the Goy, if I don't pay you after Pesach, you will take my chometz. So Nochi Shehilvo Es Yisrael Al Chemtzoy Acher HaPesach Mutar Be'anor. What happened was that in the end the Yid didn't pay, and the Goy went and collected the chometz. This is the Pashtus, we're going to see the Pashtus. The Yid didn't pay, and the Goy went and collected the chometz. So Lemafreya, the chometz belongs to the goy, because we say lemafreya hu goy bemele. We say from before Pesach already the chometz was belong to the goy, and bemele it's mutar be'anor. Israel that lended money shehilu es nochi al chemtzoy, and he told the goy, if you don't pay me, I will collect your chometz. And the goy didn't pay him. He went after Pesach and he collected the money from the goy, and the chometz from the goy. Acher haPesach osur be'anor. This is the Mishnah. So we have to know, just one again, before we start that Dvorim Mesudorim, the Mishnah is posh, that if a goy lends money to a yid, and the yid is borrowing the money, al smach, that if he doesn't pay, his chometz will belong to the goy, and the goy collects in the end the chometz, it's mutar be'anor. If the yid lends money to a goy and the chometz, and the goy doesn't pay, and the yid collects the chometz, it's also be'anor. This is the Mishnah. Now in the Gemara we will see is two mehalchim. There's one mahalach that is called Abaye, that this is the Pashtus, lemafreya hu goyve. So when the goy collects the money from the yid, the chometz from the yid, lemafreya, we say that this chometz was belonged to the goy the whole time, the male of the yid was not able to leroy balimotze. And the sefer, when the yid collects it, male lemafreya would belong to the yid, the male, it's also be'anor. Rove doesn't hold lemafreya hu goyve. So how Rove will be my midamish? So that is Be'etzer the Gemara later. At least next week we'll get to it. Okay? Rove has two terutzi. The Yesod is Behir Ninoi. The Hainu, we'll take the first case. The Nochri lends money to the Yid. The Yid gives him already now the Chometz to keep in his house. And then the Yid doesn't pay, so the Goy collects the Chometz. Then Lefi Rove, it's Mutar Be'anoi. Why? The Gemara will say two reasons. Other mitzad baal choif koine mashkei. Other the Gemara will say, because we're talking in a case that the Yid told him, if I'm not paying you, me'achshav it belongs to you. Other mitzad baal choif koine mashkei. Other the Gemara will say, mitzad that he told him me'achshav. These are the two terutzim in the Gemara. It's interesting. Rashi and the Mishnah says a little bit different from the Gemara. Rashi is trying to explain the Mishnah a little bit of it. And we'll start, and we'll see the Rashi inside. Nochi shilvo es Yisrael mois al chemtzoy koidem haPesach. Why Rashi says koidem haPesach? It's posh. Because if it happened in the middle of Pesach, the chometz when it became also the first day of the Pesach. So Rashi says the story has to be before Pesach. The overall of haPesach, mutar be'anor. ולקמי בגמורה, this is Robert, מוגלוג שהרנינו אצלך בבייסוי, ושוי אצל הנוכי כל ימוי ספסח. Rashi will stop here. I will say, עוד המצד בעל חויב קוין המשקוין, and ועד החומץ is a משקוין, so it belongs to the goy, or that he said מהאחשו. Rashi says new words. The cave of the Montezine ולא יפארי, we get back to that Goshev Rashi, ומחוסר גוון ינמי לא יאבי שהרי עץ לא ינוסו יסגל למילסה למפרע דמשעה שירנין העץ לא יאבי דידי משמע פעם רשי that in a case that it's not מחוסר גוון יא it's already in the hands of the goy dear even לפי רובה we say למפרע הוא גוי יסגל למילסה למפרע these are the words of רובה. Again, we're not explaining it now, we will explain it as Hashem when we learn the Gemara. Just then, I know, we'll get back to the Rashi then. I just want now to be Magdish the Rashi. We will learn the Gemara, the first Sugya, Abaye, the Mafreya, we'll learn the Mishnah Mesuda. But Rashi has to be the Meforesh, so he has to mention Maskonas like Gemara that Rove doesn't hold for the Mafreya or Goide. So Rashi says, Lekamon mukmin lo beirni lo yetzvari. Now, the Gemara says, it's an Ochev Gede Mashkin. The Gemara will say, Mitzad, the Omalim Achshon. And Rashi says different words. Shekevon she'enoy mechusar guvaniye is gale milse lemafreya demisho shirnin al yetz lo yave didei. Elisha, we'll get to the Gemara. We'll learn this again. I said next week we'll get to the Gemara, not this week. Now, zot Rashi weiter. Yisroel shehilbo es anochri nami. Kevon shirnino yetzloi umotozimnei veloi parei marushai sederus veikom lebirshus. The same thing again. So Bez Hashem will have to understand what is the Avonah and Rashi alit de Rove, why b'chaigav Rashi is explaining that kevon she'enem mechusar guvanye, that even Rashi doesn't mention it in the second Rashi, but he says the words nami. He doesn't mention a word in Me'achshav, and he doesn't mention a word about Choyv Koyne Mashke. Now, when we're already holding in the Rashi, I just want to be medayek, an interesting deal. In the first Dibur HaMasril, Rashi says, Shekevon she'enu mechusar guvanye, isgal emilse, demisho she'hirmino yetz lo yehava didei. From the time that he put the chometz by the goy, from then we say the lemafreya. And the next Dibur HaMasril Rashi says, the meushai sedus veikom lebirshusay. From the time that the yid lended the money to the goy, lemafreya the chometz belongs to the yid. The stomach, he means the same thing because he says nami. But again, we have to remember that it's a shinui lashon. Again, we have to learn the sugya later. I'm saying just to know the digdukim. Also, there's another digduk, and the first Rashi says, "Umishoshir nino yetzloi." We're speaking about the goy. The yid left the chametz by the goy. Have a day belongs to the goy. Look at the next Rashi. Umishol b'ayu shayse deusvei kom lebirshusay. Why doesn't say the day? Why in the first Rashi he says? Here he says, "Umishoshe usfei have lebirshusay." Again, mitzad sheni Rashi says nami, so mashma that everything is the same. Mashma that everything is the same. So be'ez Hashem, again, why Rashi is not explaining the pshuto? Other rabbi lemafreya, other rove, the other mafreya that he said me'achshav and me'achshav again mashke, and Rashi says different words. Kevushim lemechusar guvan yekilu rove zmeidu da abaye. We'll have to leave it be'ezem to the sugyas later, because we need to know that Siddur Azar Rashi. Second thing, we're medayek the shinui digduke aloshen and Rashi. But the last shinui, only I want to say, only on the last shinui, that could be the reason Rashi in the beginning says have a didei, and in the second Rashi says have a lebirshusei. You may have to know why, but could be the reason. And the first time we're talking of the chometz that belongs to a yid. And the goy will collect it later. So the mafreya belongs to the goy. But it has to be belong to the goy completely, that it will not become also by another. Masha'ekin in the sefer, that the chometz that belongs to a goy. We learn in the sugyas and Paragrisha that even chometz that belongs to a goy, if a yid takes a chayas on it, it's already over bali roi bali motze. So it's enough that komli birshusei shel Yisrael to make it to become also after the Pesach. So to become muter after the Pesach has to be that it's mamish a yiddish that becomes a goyish a chometz. Kol zman is epis left from the Yiddish chometz, it will not be mutar after the Pesach. But in the Sefer, that it's also, it's enough that it's komli b'rshusay. Again, why Rashi will say here today in b'rshusay, Baruch Hashem, when we'll learn the sugis, we'll go back, we'll see in the end that, you know, we can have in the sugis, that these words of Rashi are meduk-duk, mamish. Every word here in Rashi is mamish. Trichel of the sugis. The Baal Ha'or is b'pshat. One more Ha'or is b'pshat in the Mishnah, the Tzlach has a Ha'or. So you learn the Mishnah, Nochi Shehilva is Yisroel al Chemtzai. Again, a goy lended money to you. He said, if you don't pay, I will collect the chometz. And he doesn't pay. Man Piroim comes and he doesn't pay. The guy collects the chometz, it's mutar ba'anot. What happens in the middle of Pesach? Rashi said the story happened before Pesach, right? Because if it happened in the middle of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, the chometz of the yid became awesome. The story happened before Pesach. The guy comes to the yid comes to the guy, I need money. The guy says, no problem, I'll give you money, but I want that if you don't pay me, I will take away your bread. It says, beseder. After Pesach, the yid didn't pay, the guy collects the bread, it's mutar ba'anot. In the middle of Pesach, the Yid has to burn it or not? Find the Tzlach, why are we talking after a Pesach? Mutar le'ashoisei be'Pesach or asur le'ashoisei be'Pesach? Why are we only speaking about achar Pesach? This is the kasha of the Tzlach. A big arichas in the Tzlach. I want to be madgish three terutzim. First, I'm not so sure if the kasha is a real kasha, because I don't know how you will write it in the sefer. What do you write in the sefer? A yid borrowed, lend money to a goy, and he told the goy, "You don't pay me, I want your chometz." That's what the yid will do in the middle of Pesach. Just to burn the goy's house? No, he just has to have the Pesach and have to collect it. How you write it in the sefer? Yisroel she yirvon nochi al chemtzoi b'toich Pesach what? Well, the value of Yisroel is not over, only if you will collect it later. So after Pesach he's not allowed to collect it, but we can't talk in the middle of Pesach. The Achroinim asks why the Tana is talking after the Pesach, why the Tana is not talking b'toich HaPesach. Could be the Tana did not talk about b'toich HaPesach because he cannot talk about it in the Sefer. So he didn't talk about it in the Reisha. Again, I'm not saying that it's an answer. I'm just saying the Mishnah would be very not organized if the Tana would start to discuss. What to do in the middle of Pesach and the Reisha, it would be a problem to write it in the Sefer. The Tzlach himself says that Negadi the Reisha, lechu in the middle of Pesach, the Yid has to burn the chometz. He can't trust that in the end the goy will take it. Why are you not allowed? I'm saying what the Tzlach time is. The Tzlach time is, he can't trust. If the goy took it in the end, the mafreya will go even. But the yid can rely on it. Maybe in the end it will not happen. They get lost. You will not collect it. You don't know what will happen in the end. So why you don't know what will happen in the end? So you can't leave it al dai to the och. This is what the Tzlach wants to say, that even if a mafreya will go even, it's only achar Pesach mutar ba'anot. But the Vaal Avada, you can't trust it. And the Taz says, why? I could trust it. I will not pay him. But maybe he will have to collect it. But what I really, the reason I'm mentioning the Tzlach, because I want to mention the third talents. That'll be the get to the sugyas later. The Lomdim want to time it. I'm saying again, they want to time it. We have to start the sugyas, and then we'll go back to the Tzlach's kasha. Even if lemafreya hu goyve, and you know that the goy will collect it tomorrow, you have to burn it now. Now it's chomer shel Yisroel. Lemafreya the goy collects it. It's mikan velehabo velemafreya. Like a chochem is oiker as a neder lemafreya. But you're not allowed to be oiker on the neder al smach that the chochem will be oiker the neder. you can't say, and this is again very much miyabu we will start the sugya. You can't say vale mafreya. Avad, if the goy took it mafreya, it was never belonged to the yid, never. And was nobody roy, and the chometz is muter after a Pesach, because we say that the whole Pesach, this chometz was belonged by the goy. But this is when he collected in there. But if Hazay bait before he collected, it's chometz of Yisrael. And Val before he collected his chometz of Yisrael, you have a baliroy balimotzi, not after you. Tomorrow when he will take it, it was his the whole time. But in the meantime, it was not his. When he will do the gviye lemafreya, it will be belong to him. We'll have to explain it a lot. Not to close that you say this emes. But I'm saying, the achronim shtel deorim. What will the bali roi? You could rely on it. You can rely on it, and in the end it will happen. The longim say it could be the tzlach is wrong, not because the shayla if you could rely on it, but cannot rely on it. Even if you could rely on it. And he knows that it's going to happen. Oh, but now it's Chomet Shal Yisrael. It's not Chomet Shal Nochri now. And if it's now Chomet Shal Yisrael, and the Chomet belongs to him now, so if it's now Chomet Shal Yisrael and it belongs to him now, he's Mechuyiv to Mevayir.
He's Mevayir, there's no Mechomet.
What?
He's Mevayir, there's no Mechomet.
Right.
Nothing to collect.
Right. The guy will not let him to do it, but he is over Baliroy Balimotzer. He has to burn it. He can't rely on it that the guy will collect it later.
If
it will burn it, it will help. It will not be
in the case of a guy, how it's from the Rada, because when it's in the guy, it belongs to him. Now, when I think it returns to me, now it goes to me.
For the guy will collect it later, I was never over. I'm not allowed to wait at that time. I have to burn it now. Now it's mine. When the goy will collect, it will be lemafreya. We didn't start yet the sugya of lemafreya. But I'm saying, if we will learn that lemafreya, it belongs to the goy. When the goy will collect it, lemafreya, it will be belong to the goy.
Can you have here?
But I can't collect it because he's burned it.
What?
Can you have here?
I don't know if it's mina. I don't know if it's mina. Not mina.
No.
We're not. Why do you say we're not? Not supposed to be mina. We're discussing if a person could rely that again the goy will collect it later.
If he waits,
the Gemara says that it's mutter. The Gemara says that it's mutter that he was not over. If the chochim is oiker the nether, so you're not over aveir. So you're allowed to eat the nether as smach the chochim will be oiker the nether? No, not because maybe the chochim will not be matter. Hashem doesn't let you to do the isur. Well, it's like echt avoshu, yeah? Tshuva is oikele mafreya. You can't do aveir and say, then I will do tshuva. Chutz of aim speaking beyond the tshuva. Again, we'll have to learn what is lemafreya. In a second, I don't want to be mad. I want to read the sugya lemafreya mesuda. I'm just mentioning that we have a whole of the achroyim. That could be the answer is that tzlach has a lot of arichas. All different zaitike tirutzim, why the Tana is not discussing the baliroe. What happens till the guy collects it? Choshesh to it, we're not choshesh to it, we rely on it, we're not relying on it. That Be'ez Hashem will have to see Be'achov and the Siyata Dishmai. But I'm saying, Ken Zayn, that this whole Kashin Mi'ikore doesn't have a mocker. Ken Zayn, that this whole Kashin Mi'ikore doesn't have a mocker. Because Ken Zayn, that the Chai Gavme could be the Yisrael is not allowed. We'll start the Gemara. Isma. Baal Choyv, Abaya Omar, Lemafreya Ugoive, Verove Omar, Mikan Velahaba Ugoive. Person lends money to his friend and he doesn't pay him, so he goes and he collects a karka. Abaya Omar, Lemafreya Ugoive, we look at it like Mikor, it already was his. Verove Omar, Mikan Velahaba Ugoive. Avada, we will have to understand what is the lomdus in Abaya. Abaya holds the mafreya ugoive, but where is the maisa kinyan? We know when I want to buy a house, I have to make a maisa kinyan. If I don't make a maisa kinyan, the house is not mine. I have to have a maisa kinyan in the house to make the house to become mine. Without a maisa kinyan, the house is not mine. Without a maisa kinyan, the house is not mine. So Abaya holds the mafreya ugoive. where was the Maisa Kinyan? That will leave later to the Hemshech HaSugya, the Nesivos, and Kuf Tzadik Tes, and Reish Tzadik Tes speaks about it by Al-Chove. The Swiss Embassy has a long, long Al-Chove to answer where is the Maisa Kinyan, Lefi Abaye. That's Hashem and the Hemshech HaSugya will answer. But Mikol Mikolim, Abaye holds the Mafreya Ugoive, Verove Omar, Mikan Velehabe Ugoive. And the Gemara says that Kol Eiche Da'agdi Shloive, Vezobi Loive. The one that borrowed the money has magdish his sode or sells it, and now he wants that the lender cannot collect it from him. Kula almele pligido simalve v'tori v'simalve v'pori. That nam moisi for dino v'poides anechosi moiv. Le kula alme, you could collect from him if he abaye it's poshut, because le mafreya was never his. Will never belong to the bower because the mafreya belongs to the lender. The mele he couldn't sell it, he couldn't be maidish. And even Rove is maide. We'll see in a second, Rashi will explain why even Rove is maide. This is the first inning that we'll go into. Why even if he Rove, the bower cannot be magdish as karka, or cannot be selling it, for sure the lender has a right to come and to collect it from him. The Gemara just granted. The Gemara brings a raya only on Hekdesh. The Gemara doesn't bring a raya legabe mechire. But we know Shas is full with Mishnayis, Ksubes, Goyvim, Balechoyim, Beinis, Iburis, Idis, all the Mishnayis that you could go to collect it. Why the Gemara decided only to bring a raya on Hekdesh? Maybe the Gemara wanted to bring down the Risofe that you have to give Epes. That Shleyim will Hekdesh Yitzev lePidya. Maybe it's a better reason why the Gemara really more felt that she has to prove on Hekdesh from proving on Mechire. We'll see in Rashi already that not any Hekdesh is Azeh. Hekdesh Pshus Aguf LeMoshon doesn't go out. So maybe in Hekdesh, the Gemara wanted to be Madgish that not only he doesn't have a right to sell it, he also doesn't have, the Baruch also doesn't have a Kerech to be Madgish. But maybe on that the Gemara felt that she wanted to bring a Raya, but on both beds and the Halacha is that you can't do it. So where's the machlekes? The zobin malve bekodish malve. The lender sold it and was magdish. Abay omar lemafreya ugoive came in the motazimne velipare. Is galen milse lemafreya the miikore birshusa bekoi veshaper agdish veshaper zobin. Came in the motazimne velipare. Is galen milse lemafreya the miikore birshusa bekoi veshaper agdish veshaper zobin. The Rabbah Amar Mikan Velahabu Ugoi. Kevo Diluhabu Lezuzah Ava Mesalik Lebezuzah Ishtakach Vehashtok Akon. So what is the Machlekes? If the Malve was Magdishit, the one that lent the money was Magdishit, and now the Shaila is, if we say Lemafreya Ugoi Besu, he had a Kerech to be Magdish. He had a koyach to sell. If Mikavel Ahaba Yigoyve, he didn't have a koyach. This is the Gemara. Now, we have to remember this Gemara is a starke, starke deal. When we learn the way we Alamo learned, maybe the Ksej will say that as a thesis like that, but the Seichel HaPosha that we learn, that Abaye is the Mechudesh Dikaway. Right? I lend money to someone money. He owes me money. If he doesn't pay, I go, I collect his house. From that moment that I collect his house, it's mine. There's a shibud, there's no shibud, I don't want a shibudim yet. That is the normal way to learn. Abaye came and said, no, if I collect the house was mine from the beginning. It's a mechudesh. What Rove holds? What Rove holds? I don't hold from the chiddush of Abaye. And our Gemara state nishlas. Rove needs a hesber why he doesn't hold from Abaye. Rove needs a hesber why he doesn't hold from Abaye. V'Rove Omar Mikan Velehabe Ugoive Kevon Deilu Habe Lezuze Habe Mesalik Lezuze Ishtagach Dehashtok Akoni. State in the Gemara that Be'etzem Abaye makes sense. Rove needs an excuse to explain why I don't hold like Abaye. Abaye says, "Came in with the zimne v'leipare, is galimilse, and then makes a maizekvir, He's got a milsa. The mikol b'rushus have Rabbi Omar. Why I don't hold from Abaya? The reason I don't hold from Abaya is came on the heaven is zuzah and motzi mesadik lebezuzah. If I would have money, I couldn't be mesadik bezuzah. So far, if I would have money, I can be mesadik bezuzah. So maybe it's not finished yet. We'll have to explain it better, Sasha. Rabbi needs a reason not to learn like Abaya. And Behemoth. And Tasteless and Gittin Daf Mem, Tasteless says that in the case that you cannot be Mesalik Bezuze, what is the case? Shol Tam Meshale Megufo. The guy wants, he doesn't need a Shol, yeah? His Shol was Negeach you. So Shol Tam, you really could sell the Shol. You prefer, don't sell it, you know, give me $100, I'm okay. Abeluyetzur, the guy wants the shul, and he collects the shul. Even lefirove lemafreya ugoive. Why is it thesis? Because Rove was minded to Abaye. He was only choylik on Abaye because he have a lezuza and motzi mesalik lebezuza. Avaval sholtan begufay mishalem. If the nizik wants dafka the gufay, he has a right to collect the gufay. So thesis will become a medgimer. So b'meile b'sholtam Rove is moidet ha'abaye and l'mafrei ha'ube. So we see again, we'll have to explain it, that the pashtus, our pashtus was Abaye is the mechudesh. You owe me money, I have a right to collect. I go to collect, from then it's mine. On lomdus, on his beirim, have it is uzen, lo have it is uzen. We said we didn't explain yet how the kinyan is chal. We said it's an asivus that we have to see. Is how the kinyan will be chal l'mafrei ha'bichlal. There's no avone. How the kinyan will be chal bichlal? Where is the tfisa? Where is the avone? Where is the kinyan? We don't have no asbore in it bichlal. But in the Gemara by uns, the Loshon HaGemara is meduyek as a. And it's not only Loshon HaGemara, as is the tesis in Mabekamel and the Gimel. And get in that man that Bechai Gavne, Beshotam, I'm sorry, we'll be coming up in Gimel, that the Shor Tam, Abaye is Moide to Rove, that Val be Gufi Mishalem, that we don't say you have Lezuzah and Motzi Mesari for Lezuzah. So we'll start to see the Gemara Kasei. And for sure, the Gemara wants to bring all of this Sunya to explain why the Chometz be Mutal and Mafreya, because it would belong to the Goy, but that is the Hemshech HaSugya. So how long we'll start the Gemara again from the beginning. Isma. בעל חוי ובאי אומר למפרע הוא גוי ו... ורוב אומר מכאן ולהבא הוא גוי זאת רש בעל חוי ומל ואסחווי אוי ושיבד לא ינחוסו שאם לא יפר לכו עד יום פלוי נגבה מנחוסי והגיע הזמן ולא יפורה. We have to remember Rashi repeats it already twice in the Mishnah. I didn't medayek it in the Mishnah because you know I was not so sure if it's Rove or Abaye. But any place, it's kemat also meduyek in the Gemara. Rashi speaks out that the whole sugi of Abaye lemafreya ugoive is only if they waited till the end of the zman and then they collected. But lo yitzur was a chetimtzah to collect in the middle of the zman. Abaye would not say lemafreya ugoive. Vehigi hazman. Maybe 7-8 times even in the Gemara that we learned. Also, not the Gemara. Omar Abaye lemafreya ugoive. Keivan de motezimne veloipare. The fourth line of the Amud Aleph. Keivan de motezimne veloipare is galemirsa lemafreya de meikore. Rashi. Omar Apesa, but the Kama Mugil Bebeisoi. The keivan de motezimne veloipare. Second Rashi in the Mishnah again. Umotezimne veloipare. Aber lo yitzur et betoich hazman, and as a mefurish in Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz in Lamed Aleph on Mutbeis, that lo yitzur, the gvir was betoich hazman. The bar, we don't know what is the case of a gvir betoich hazman. Aber lo yitzur was a gvir betoich hazman. We don't say, even lefi abaye, lemafreya ugoi. I'm saying it sounds very poshut. We'll see later in the sugyas that it's not so poshut. Aber Rashi, for no reason Rashi had to say it. איזו בעל חולי, במעל וסחבי רוי, שאול רזמן פלוי, נגבי מין בחוסר. הבא יום על המפרע, רשי הזמן, כשהגיע הזמן ולא יפרון. אמר רבי למאפרה הוגוילת ויוסי שגובה עכשיו סגן המרצה למישור שילבורו עומדו הנחוסים הלודו בחזקוס רוב אמר אינו בחזקוס אלא מכאן ולאבו ולקמי מפורש למי נפקים זה באחרונים המדייק לרש איסמו בהלכוי במל ואסחבי רוי ושיבד לוי נחוסו שאם לא יאפרו לכו עד יום פלוי נגבה מנחוסי והגיע הזמן ולא יפרו פייקד את מיישוע אלי אלבו איזה הלוך היוקד בגוי וממישוע בודי וואי רשי has to speak out המל ואסחבי רוי ושיבד לוי נחוסו שאם לא יאפרו לכו עד יום פלוי נגבה מנחוסי והגיע הזמן ולא יפרו לכו Yeshua has a lot of Archovi. Someone maybe a little bit to explain. Nochem explained it like this. Abaya holds Lemafrea Ugoi. If I collect the karka, we say that it was mine, Lemafrea. We'll have to understand it. Azay Zog Tabai. Lemafrea Ugoi. I'm asking you a child. We'll start to think together. What would it be if he didn't collect the karka? The guy paid him money. He had, he had dollars in his house and a safe. Came this man up here, he opened the safe, he took out $1,000 and he gave it. We'll say now, I'm afraid the same $1,000 was belonged to him already from the beginning? Or not? For sure not. This was the avod. I'm giving you money to use. If I don't pay you, that's what she says. Im lo yefra lecho, if in the end I'm not paying you, so I'm a shubit. So then, le mafreya, Abai holds le mafreya, Rova holds mikan ve le'abo. That is kosher. That if he pays him money, there's no tzad that money le mafreya belongs to him. So now we'll go one more step. Right. The halacha is you could collect karkois. Nichsei de inche inun arevim le. Why? Rashi says a person relies when I give someone money, when I lend someone money, I know that he could run away, but I know his house can run away. So I'm relying on it. So nichsei de inche inun arevim le. For metaltelim, there's no shibud on metaltelim. There's shibud only and nechos. But the halacha is, even there is no shibud on metaltelim, but minei, from the person himself, you could collect metaltelim. Minei, you could collect metaltelim. From the balechoyves, you only could, from the lekuches, you only collect the karka. But minei, you could collect even metaltelim. Why you could collect from minei metaltelim? Omar Rabbi Yechonon, minei ve'afilu me'alglimet de'alkasve. You could collect from him metaltelim, afilu glimet. Rashi says, we read it out from the pasuk. Ve'ish asher toshev bo yotzi alecho achutza. You could collect minei afilu metaltelim. The metaltelim that you collect from him, it's not midin that the metaltelim are meshubet. He owes me money. I could take cash, I could take his shirt, I could take his car, but this is not because it's meshubit. It's because the same way I could collect from him, so I could collect minei ve'afilu miglimet de'al kasve. I could take his money from his wallet, and I could take ve'afilu miglimet de'al kasve. That I have a right to collect. But it's choluk b'yesoide. From the karkoes when I collect, I'm collecting midin shibud. When I'm collecting minei, it's not midin shibud. It's midin like money. Where the Gemara speaks it out, the Gemara has a shaila, when I could collect karkoes, is only karkoes that he owned. When I lend him the money, when he borrowed the money, or even karkoes that he bought later. As I learned the Gemara, even Karkoyas that he bought later, Zog the Gemara, my whole suffix is, what? If Shimud is on future, or only on what he has in his house? Zog the Gemara, the whole suffix is only, Legabi Lekuchas. If he bought a karka later and he sold it, if it's Meshubud or not. Aval Minei, even if he bought it later, now he has it, I could collect it. Because Minei, it's not Midin Shimud. To collect from the Lekuchas is Midin Shibud. Kler de Gemara, if the Shibud is only what he has, B'shas da Alvoe, or the Ikni, even when I'm buying later, will become a Shibud to me. Even when that guy will buy later, will be a Shibud to me. Other Minei, Zog de Gemara, I could collect, even Karkoyas that he bought later. It's not a problem. So Minei, we have two ways to collect. We collect Karkoyas or Meshubud, Minei is not Meshubud. So now let me clear it together. The aloche v'abaye that the mafreya ugoive is only in karkoes that is a shibud, so we could say the mafreya ugoive is meshubet. In the taldalim, we don't have a baye. Because in the taldalim, it's minei. And van the taldalim is minei, so we don't have a baye. So van in the taldalim, we don't have a baye, so in the taldalim, we will not say the mafreya ugoive. That is the glatka. So all of you have to ask me right away, are sugyas chometz? It's metaldalim. So what is the sugya of Abaye v'Rove? The answer is, Nochri shehil bo is Yisrael al chemtzoy. He was meshabedet. A person could meshabed even metaldalim. The Gemara says, Oso avdoy apoytiki, ba'al choyv goyvei menu. If I made my eved a poitiki and I sold it to someone else, the Baal Choyv could come and collect. Also, shoyroy a poitiki ain't Baal Choyv goive, only because the Gemara says less leikole, so the person that buys the show will not know that it's meshubet. Of a be'etzem, you could make shibud and metalkali. So could be that the reason Rashi spoke out the shibud leinechosov, I'm not saying it's a full answer. Because in our sugya that will be later negiah to the chometz, Rashi wanted to speak a case that Baal Choyv lemafreya ugoive when the guy was meshabed, not only karkoz. You're right. And the ismar alein, there we don't have to really talk about metaldalim. Abaye v'Rove are speaking about karkoz. But it could be Rashi wanted to bring out that he did it b'chai gavne. Maybe let's push. So again, Yeshua is asking because the Maisa Abaye the Rove spoke about Karkoes. So why Rashi had to say Meshibet Loi? But the Bochim explained the reason Rashi spoke it out in our sugya is because Rashi wanted to be Madgish this Chayr. Let me get right. Rashi says, Velekamon Meforesh Lemay Nafkemin. Avani will learn it in a second. But Rashi can't wait. And Rashi says, Velekamay Meforesh Lemay Nafkemin. I'll explain to you why I'm medayik this Rashi. Rashi says, I can't wait. I know everyone is learning Abaye and Roven. It wasn't nafkeminef lemafra ogoive, mikam velahapa ogoive. There's no nafkeminef. So Rashi, don't worry. Soon, the Gemara will find a nafkeminef. Freg the world is a poshet nafkeminef. If lemafra ogoive, I lend someone money, and lemafra, and I didn't pay him, so he takes my karka. If lemafreya ugoive was belonged to him all of the years, so all of the fruit that grew in the middle belongs to him. If mikan velehaba ugoive, the fruit belongs to the bower, not to the lender. Why am I asking it in the Gemara? Maybe it's true. Maybe that is also an afkamina. What's that? I could pay money. I don't have money. After I do it, I do it. There's no after. He comes to my house, there's no money, he makes a collecting, and it's finished. So the poor gets poor, it's all the more lesser. Yeah?
But you're asking the
Shiva. I don't know. Rashi says the mind of Kemina is an of Kemina. I'm explaining why this diuk I'm aiming at the Rashi. And the Gemara said, if he sold it, if the Bauer sold it, the Kula Alme, it's not how. The land in Machlek is a Abaye v'Rove. What would be legami the peiros? Could be also an afkamina. Could be yes, could be not. But if Rashi says, v'lekamoy meforesh lemay afkamina, other place, it's a posh in afkamina. So it's meduik in Rashi. Like Taisa says in Bobikame Dafla Medgimel, Abu Tais, that even if he abaya that lemafrea hu goive, he doesn't get the payers. The payers belongs to the borrower. The one that borrowed the money, the payers stays his. The lender goes to collect the karka. Mikan belehabo lemafrea, it says. But the payers stay belong by the borrower, the one that borrowed the money. The Shvach stays by him. We'll see the Meiri steht nicht das. Now I'm going without the Meiri. We're learning the Sugi now, we're going without the Meiri. But the Chur and Rashi is Meduri Kazay. Lama Mashi. So the Gemara says, Isma Baal Chur, Abay Abol Amafreya Ugoive, the Rova Amar Bikan Velahaba Ugoive. Kol Heiche de Agni Shloive Vezobin Loive, Kule Alme Loi Kligi, De Osem Malve Vetorif, ועושה מלבה ופה. לפי הבעיה, it's פושט. The borrower can't sell it. Because when the loiva collects it, למפרע, it belongs to him. The guy will pay this, we'll explain later the loiva. The borrower just said it did. But the Gemara says, even Rove is moive, that he can't sell it and he can't be magnish. Right? Now, למה זה דלו של רשי? כל היכה דאגניש לויבה, נחוסוב בתוי חזמן. This Rashi again is also a big Rashi. Look in Rashi. Kol heiche da'ag b'shloive nechosov b'toy chazman. Why Rashi has to say b'toy chazman? Even achar hazman. The time of the piroin came, before the guy collected, he saw the guy is going to collect. He doesn't know what to lose. He said, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Abaya holds it doesn't work, Rove holds it works. And the Gemara says, no, Rove is made that it doesn't work. Zog de achroinim is meduyek in Rashi. Again, all these things, Be'ez Hashem, there's a psicha, we're just medayking. That meduyek in Rashi, that le'achar hazman, even before the gviye, rove ez moide le'abaye, that le'mafreya hu goyve. Haynu, if le'moshe, you have to pay me in a month. And then you didn't pay me. So lefi abaye le'mafreya ez ma'ayin, and lefi rove only from the time you pay me. What would be okay? I didn't pay you, now it's a month and a half. So then I go to collect. So lefi abaye it's mine from the beginning of the month. Right? Lefi rove? No. Only from the day that I collected. And Rashi is mashmano. Even lefi rove to be lemafreya mi achar hazman. I'm not so sure if the diuk is. We'll see. It's not shitas balaitur haze and balatrumas. Most rishonim don't hold like that. Most rishonim pash. This is mashma. Is no different. Rove never holds the mafreya because Rove had a svore. He havel ezuze motzi mesalik le bezuze. Right? Remember the svore of Rove? If havel ezuze motzi mesalik le bezuze. So if Rove has a svore, so even le'achar hazman, the svore is the zelbe svore. There's no difference. But mikol mekim, the Gemara says, I might just want to make this a little bit just to start with this. This is Benson, where the sugi starts. So the Gemara. כל היכה דאג נשלויבה וזובילויבה כולה אלמה לפליגי דעושה מלבה וטורי ועושה מלבה ופורי that the borrower cannot be magnished. Why? So לפי הבאי it's פושט why he can't be magnished. ואלה מפרעה הוא גוי ואת נעד his. מגרש. אפילו לרוב הדרום על האחשוב היו ברשו סלויבה מוידו נאי מחירוסו לאחרים ואי נגדי שהקדש שערי ממושקינים. לוקן רשי. ואף על גב שהם שלוי, אינוי ברשוסוי. ורחמון אומר, איק שקי אגדיש אס בייסר קוידש, מי בייסר ברשוסוי אף כל ברשוסוי. Here we have a big rush. Here בעצם the sugi starts. The Gemara says that if say לפי אביי, say לפי רובה, the borrower cannot be magnish. אביי makes sense because the מפריע was never his, so he can't be magnish. Why לפי רובה he can't be magnish? זאת בקצועס. A kuf yud zayin tziv cotton base. The way we learn, till we're learning this Rashi is, I thought you could sell it, but there's a shibud inside, right? So you sell it with the shibud. I sell. He lent me money. I borrowed money from him. I have a house. I sold it to you. He has a shibud in the house. If I don't pay, he goes and he takes the shibud from you. So lefi abaye, when he takes it, was never mine. So for sure, I never sold it. And even if you over, I sold it with the shibud. Very posh, right? Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, you know why? I can't sell it. It's Eina Birshusi. Rashi says, Tuchidushi. He doesn't like Zog Dektsois, what we were called double poshut, that the reason you could collect from the other guy because it's Meshuvah. But Rashi is saying in Nuzach, that even Lefirove, I can't sell it because it's Eina Birshusi. And this is the whole Dektsois and Kuf Yud Zayin Tziv Kotten Beis. Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we'll start right away to go into the